Pierce Johnson is someone I think that Bruce Bochy is going to have to give a bigger look to. He's a great kid, and I'm glad to have him join us on the show. But just so you know, he's been in 7 games for the Giants so far. He's finished 3 of them. He's now combined for 9 innings, 3 hits, a run, no homers, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. How about that? So if you were a starting pitcher, you'd be in the Hall of Fame if you could do that about 300 times. But as a reliever, you're not getting in trouble, and you're getting your outs. So that is very important. So Pierce Johnson joins us. It's nice to have you on the show. And Pierce, truthfully, you've made quite a name for yourself so far.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. You know, it's been an unbelievable experience being here so far. My first opening day, you know, with a team full of veterans that is just so much, you know, talent and so much wisdom that I can, you know, learn from. So I'm just trying to enjoy every moment I can.
What's it being like on the lines on opening day? And I know for all of us, it's almost like a national holiday. What is it for you?
It's definitely a national holiday. I mean, this is what all of us play for, is to be here on opening day and then to ultimately, you know, win the World Series. But I don't know, it gave me chills being in Dodger Stadium and, you know, the flyover and, you know, getting your name announced in front of all those people. And my family was there to you know, enjoy it with me. So for me, it was such a special moment.
And then you come here for opening day here. And, of course, in San Francisco, it's a long tradition, almost like Cincinnati, which is about the oldest National League tradition. But opening day here is a big deal.
It really is, and it was awesome. You know, they brought out all the old-timers that have played. And, oh, man, I mean, what an experience to have. And definitely something that I'll cherish forever.
All right, Pierce Johnson is with us. My memory of opening day this year was James Paxton and having the Eagle land on him. How about that? Come on. You know, you're standing out there, you're pitching that day, and you got an eagle landing on you?
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't freak out. Honestly, I probably would have freaked out, but he handled it really well, and that's something he won't forget for sure.
I love it. It's part of baseball. Tell us a little bit about your background. There's good stories about you growing up in Colorado with Ty Block, Mark Melancon as well. Give us that background so the folks can learn a little bit about you.
Yeah, you know, I grew up partly in San Diego. My dad worked for the Padres back in the day, was VP of marketing.
Really?
So I grew up around the game. And then we moved back to Colorado, where we're from. I was actually born there, and all our family's there. So grew up actually playing against Ty, kind of in the same area that Melancon grew up, but I'm years behind him, not to make him sound old or anything. But, yeah, Ty and I played against each other in Little League. Then we met each other in high school when we were at a pre-draft workout at the Rockies' place. And then we found out we were in the same conference in college, so we became friends, played against each other. Actually, we had a nice duel our junior year, and I actually prevailed. I won't rub that in, but I prevailed. And then, you know, played against each other in pro ball and work out with each other in the offseason, and now we're finally teammates.
Boy, what a connection. You know how baseball is that circular connection for everybody. Your dad in baseball with the Padres, and now here you are in the major leagues. Who would have thought that? That's a good story. But you struck out 16 in the big game. Come on, that's Stratton territory from Mississippi State.
It really is. And, you know, it's funny. Stratton was my roommate in the Cape, too. Okay. So I definitely shot him a text after that game because I played with Gosman, who was the pitcher on the other side that night, and I knew both of them pretty well. But, man, to be teammates with him again and share something like that, 16 strikeouts is something that I probably will never be able to do again.
Oh, great. Great story. Well, I love the baseball stories. All right, so you get drafted. Tell us about draft day for you and what that was like. Then I want to talk a little bit of college with you.
Yeah, well, we actually lost in the regional, so we were flying home on draft day. Had some phone calls from teams, talked to my advisor, who's now my agent, and he was telling me, you know, where he thought I would be slotted and whatnot. And finally, when the time came, I was in my apartment with a majority of my teammates from college, and man, they went nuts. And it was just a really special moment for me, something I will never forget.
Yeah, because the Cubs, I mean, you're a pretty high pick of the Cubs.
Yeah, I was actually in the Theo regime. I believe I was the first pitcher drafted by him with the Cubs. So I was honored to be a part of that organization, but I'm definitely honored to be where I am now.
Yeah, no, that's quite an honor to be drafted that high by someone like Theo Epstein with the Cubs. What did you major in at Southwest Missouri State?
I was a finance major. I didn't quite finish out my degree, but thankfully with that scholarship program, you know, I can go back and finish it any time. But loved Missouri State. It's three of the best years of my life. Some of my best friends I met there, they were my roommates, and we still talk almost every day, and they like to bust my chops after I give up a game-winning, you know, run last night. So, no, it was an unbelievable experience, and like I said earlier, I got to play against Ty, and great competition, and enjoyed every minute of it.
All right, Pierce Johnson with us. He's made quite a name for himself with the Giants so far, and we saw it in spring training. That's a big arm, and the ball moves, and we saw it right away, so I'm glad that you followed through with it. All right, so now you get into pro ball, and as I said on the shows during spring training, I said, I don't know who this guy is, but I know if I was a doctor or a trainer, I would have seen a lot of them. You pulled just about every muscle you could pull.
I did, and when I signed out of college, I was pretty small. I was like a 170, and you know, very skinny frame, and they wanted me to put a lot of weight on. So I worked my butt off in the off season, put on a lot of weight, and my body wasn't ready for the strenuous baseball activities at that point in time. Thankfully, no surgeries or anything, but you know, hamstring, oblique, so nothing major, but just the stuff to keep you off the field is frustrating enough.
Yeah, no surgeries, thank goodness. But looking through your baseball guide, so to speak, there are a lot of pulled muscles in there, and it held you back. All right, so how do you get to be a San Francisco Giant? How did it happen over the winter? What happened?
Well, I was actually designated for assignment by the Cubs September 15th or something, and the Giants claimed me the 20th. And so I hadn't thrown in 2 weeks, so I didn't get to come up and play or anything. But, you know, it was an honor because I knew Ty, I knew Stratton, and, you know, I knew of Mark Melancon. You know, he's kind of the local legend. And, you know, what another historical franchise I get to play for. So I was, you know, beyond excited. Couldn't wait to get spring training. And it was a fun offseason.
Yeah. What about your dad? Is he still with us and still exciting about what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. He calls me after every single game. We talk baseball all day, every day. So, I mean, if he could be at every game, even ones I don't pitch in, he would be here.
Good story. Good story, Pierce Johnson. All right. So you make the ball club. And again, you had a good spring training, and you know how things happen. It's timing in life. You got to be in the right place at the right time. So how'd you find out you made the club?
Actually, so I was here for the Bay Series, and right after I threw in that last game here, Boach pulled me aside and told me I had made the team. So, I mean, just the wave of emotions that came across is just unbelievable, and especially making an opening day club from a team that really has never seen me play. You know, that means a lot, and, you know, the hard work has just begun.
You know, it's funny how someone could be an all-star starter and draft as a starter. Next thing I know, well, he's a bullpen guy. Let him throw his one inning. The ball moves all over the place. How does that happen?
Well, we were actually, the rotation when I was with the Cubs was phenomenal at the time. The year that they won the World Series, nobody ever got hurt. I mean, it was kind of one of those seasons that, you know, every team prays for, where nobody gets hurt and everything like that. So they put me to the pen. I had struggled a little bit my first year in AAA as a starter, and they were like, you know what, let's put you in the pen and see if you can do some damage, and if you can, let's see if we can get you up for you know, September, and you know, maybe something after that, which never actually happened, but ended up in the pen, and I've enjoyed it ever since.
Yeah, because when you have a big arm, they said, just give us one inning. But, you know, you're a guy, you can throw a lot of pitches, though. You don't have to come in and throw one pitch.
Yeah, it's nice, because this way you don't have to, you know, establish your fastball in the first inning and, you know, kind of coast through the first couple innings trying to get by on one or two pitches. Like, I'm out there to get outs, so I'm going to give you the whole kitchen sink and, you know, let's go.
All right, so exciting for you so far. Of course, we're just into the season, and Padres Giants coming up here this weekend. It's quite a ride, isn't it, the first couple of weeks in the big leagues?
It's the best. This is what we dream to do. You know, as a little kid, this is, you know, ultimately what you want to do, and you know, I'm getting to live out a childhood dream, so I am just honored, blessed, and couldn't be more excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, one last thought for you, and I'll let you think about it as I say the question. The best part of being a major leaguer, and I never know what people are going to say, and some people say travel, food, the hotels, camaraderie, the ballparks, I don't know, but the best part of being a major leaguer for you, now you've been around the big leagues before with your dad, but for you, the best part of being a major leaguer?
The atmosphere. The atmosphere of a big league ballpark and a big league clubhouse is just second to none. I mean, this is the elite of the elite. And, you know, you get, you know, 40,000 people at a game chanting, cheering against you, booing you. You never know what you're going to get. And I can tell you it's an adrenaline rush. It's everything you dreamed it would be and more.
You got to see Dodgers Giants up close.
It was fantastic. There and home. And, wow, what a good rivalry it is. And, you know, just, you can just tell just – The ball game gets taken to another level when it's that kind of rivalry. And so, you know, just every pitch matters.
All right. Great having you on. It's a pleasure having you on, and we enjoyed watching you. And you made the most of your moment in spring training, and that's what life is all about, so I appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Pierce Johnson. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.